Good morning to everybody. Certainly great to see each and every one of you, and glad to have this opportunity to speak to you this morning. I've actually had a couple of things on my mind, and I've wrestled as which way I go. I trust it's of the Lord. But what I'd like to speak to you about this morning, what time I stand before you, is on the fact that Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone is worthy. We as sinners here in this world are unworthy of the least of God's mercies and God's blessings. But Jesus is worthy. And we're going to look at some things this morning where God the Father showed from the Scriptures things that he exalted Jesus to prove and show to us his worthiness for what God the Father sent him here to do. And we'll find here in the book of Revelation to begin with, we'll find that John speaks of a throne in heaven in which there was a lamb. I believe that lamb was the Lord Jesus Christ. And the angels around the throne declared his worthiness. We'll find it in Revelation chapter 5, where it says, saying with a loud voice, that is these angels, going back up to the previous verse, it says, and behold, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Yes, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is Jesus. I can remember one time I heard a preacher say that God looked around to see who was it that would volunteer to go to the earth to redeem a people that he'd given to his Son Jesus Christ. And Jesus raised his hand and volunteered. Well, I just happen to disagree with that. I don't think Jesus volunteered. It wasn't just anybody, and God didn't search for anybody, because the only person, the only one that was worthy to come to this earth and to go to the cross and redeem a multitude of people that God the Father had given to the Son, Jesus Christ, was Jesus himself. And Jesus didn't volunteer to come. Jesus came at the command of God the Father. The Scripture says that he was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So Jesus came as the worthy Lamb of God, and the angels saw him here on the throne in heaven and declared his worthiness. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. Now we've gathered here this morning on this first Sunday of May of 1922, and we're here for one purpose and one purpose only. That's to honor and to exalt the name of Jesus and Jesus Christ in the Scripture, in God's holy, inspired, and infallible Word, was exalted in many places in the Scripture by his Father, God the Father. You see, Jesus was the second person of the Godhead. He was the only begotten Son of God. The Scripture says there are three that bear record in heaven. There's God the Father, God the Word, and God the Holy Spirit. And that Word is spoken of in the Gospel of John when he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Now we want to take a look at some scriptures where God the Father himself exalted Jesus as the only one that was worthy to come to earth, to go to the cross and redeem a people that God the Father had given to his Son Jesus Christ before the world begun. We'll find in the book of Mark, as Mark was closing out his gospel message. Now Mark is one of the four gospel writers who didn't record a lot about Jesus after he was crucified. But he says some very crucial and important things. The last two verses of this last chapter of Mark tells us some important things about Jesus being exalted by God the Father. It says here in Mark 16, verse 19, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he had spoken unto those that were his disciples and followers before he ascended up into heaven. So when after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. That's a very crucial and important scripture right there for us to understand. It's not anybody that can be received up into heaven. As a matter of fact, there's not a one of us that are fit subjects to be received in heaven the way we are. We're going to have to be changed one day when Jesus comes back. All of his children, those that are in the graves, are going to have to be changed from a corruptible to an incorruptible. Before we can go to heaven, those that are alive and remain are going to have to be changed from this mortal state we're in to an immortal. We must be changed. We're not fit subjects for heaven. But Jesus, he was worthy. He was received up into heaven. God accepted Jesus coming after he sacrificed himself on the cross and redeemed all of God's children. God accepted the offering that he made and received him up into heaven. He was received up into heaven. And when he got up into heaven, he sat at the right hand of the throne of God. Dear child, that's the most exalted position that there is ever anywhere in heaven or earth, to be seated at the right hand of the throne of God. What does it mean? What's the difference in the right hand or the left hand? Well, with God, the right hand is the most crucial side of his the throne of God. Why? Because even when in the general judgment, when God separates the elect from the non-elect, he has the sheep on his right hand. Why? Because it's the right hand of God that is the righteousness of God. It's the right hand of God that's crucial and important. And there's not a more exalted position for Jesus to be in than to be seated in heaven at the right hand of the throne of God. Yes, indeed. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And then he said, and they went forth and preached everywhere. And I like this scripture right here. They went and they preached everywhere. What did they preach? They preached the gospel. They preached how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. They preached how he had been buried in a borrowed tomb from Joseph of Arimathea according to the scriptures, and that on the third and appointed day he arose again according to the scriptures, the gospel. They went everywhere and preached everywhere the Lord working with them. Now what that tells me, if the Lord's not working with you, you ain't going to be much doing much preaching. I'm telling you, the Lord has to bless a man to preach the gospel. It doesn't come of his own ability. It doesn't come of anything he's done or studied. All of that's important to him, but it's God that must bless him to preach. And here it says, they went and they preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. And that's where we're at today. From that day it was spoken and recorded by Mark in his gospel. Men have been going and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's been that way right until this very morning. We meeting here at Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church. Now we want to take a look at some other scriptures that talk about the Lord being exalted. And this is a scripture that will tell us something again about the right hand of God. I've already told you that the right hand of God, God on the right, is the position of righteousness, but also it is also the position of the power of God. Let's see a scripture that'll tell us that in the book of Luke. We'll begin there at verse 66, and it says, "And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, Art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, If I tell you, ye will not believe. And if I also ask you, ye will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God." What is the right hand of God? For Jesus to be seated at the right hand of God is to be seated at the very power of God. Yes, that's the very power. That's the most exalted position that he could have been set. And he's the only one that's worthy to be seated there at the right hand of the power of God. Then they said unto him, Art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, Ye say that I am. Yes, indeed, he was the Son of God. He was holy. He was harmless. He was undefiled. He was separate from sinners. Yes, Jesus was exalted when he was received up into heaven, and he went up into heaven and took his seat there at the right hand of the throne of God. Now we want to see a scripture found in the book of Acts, another way that God the Father exalted his Son, Jesus Christ. We'll find here in Acts chapter 2, it says here, beginning at verse 32, it says, This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Now here he's speaking of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He said Jesus was raised up, and he says we all are witnesses. Witnesses of what? They witnessed him being crucified on the cross. They witnessed him laying down his life on the cross and giving up the ghost they witnessed him being taken down from the cross and placed in a barred tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. And they saw them roll the stone over the front of the grave where they laid Jesus. And then they saw later the stone roll away, and they saw the resurrected body of Jesus Christ. They were witnesses of his resurrected body. As he says here, this Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, there he is at the right hand of God, exalted high and above, that we may look up and worship him this morning and adore the Savior, the one that was worthy to come to earth and redeem us from our sins. And therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord saith unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. God the Father exalted his Son Jesus Christ when he made him both Lord and Christ. He's the Lord of our lives. He's the Christ. He's the Messiah. He's the only one that was worthy to come to this earth and redeem the people of God out from under sin and death. Yes, indeed, he was exalted. He was made both Lord and Christ. Yes, indeed, he was. And now we want to turn over here to a little further in the book of Acts. And we'll find another way that God the Father exalted Jesus and made him in a different connotation and setting. It says here, beginning at verse 28, saying, the Apostle Peter and the other apostles had been preaching the gospel, and so they were brought before a council for preaching the gospel. And this is what this is speaking of here. So they brought them before this council, and they said in verse 28, saying, did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? What name were they teaching in? The name of Jesus. And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. We're not here to obey men. We're answering to God. That's who we're answering to. As Peter said here, we ought to obey God rather than men. So you tell us not to preach the gospel. God has commanded us to go and to preach the gospel. So we're going to obey God and go and preach the gospel, how that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures, was buried in a barred tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, and rose again the third day. Yes, indeed, we will preach the gospel. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior. Yes, God made Jesus to be a prince, the Prince of Peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He gave us peace between a just and holy God the Father and us as sinful, corrupt sinful men here in this world, and because of the bridge that he gave to us between fallen men and a just and holy God, we have the Prince of Peace. He made us the Prince of Peace, and it's God the Father that with Jesus exalted at his right hand that's made him a Prince and a Savior. Now, he didn't have to wait till somebody believed in his name to make him a Savior. He was a Savior when he came. He came to save. He came to do the work of God the Father. He came to finish the work of God the Father. And he did, in fact, do that. He finished the work that God the Father gave him to do, which was to redeem every last one of the elect family of God so that they'll all be with him one day in heaven and immortal glory. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a Prince and a Savior, and to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Yes, indeed, this Jesus is indeed exalted, and he is worthy. We'll find here that in the book of Ephesians, where it also tells us that he's exalted in heaven's pure world. He's exalted in heaven and immortal glory. It says here in chapter 1 of the book of Ephesians, beginning there at verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of his glory, of the inheritance to the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the workings of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, the exalted place of Jesus, set there in heavenly places at the right hand of the very throne of God. Yes, indeed, Jesus was exalted, sitting there at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, one other scripture in closing out and leaving some time for Elder Guthrie to preach to us. We want to see a scripture found in the book of Philippians that tells us about the name of Jesus. You know, Jesus was his name. Why was his name Jesus? Yes. Because Jesus means Savior, and he is the Savior of sinners such as you and I. He's the Savior of all that God the Father gave to the Son in a covenant of grace before the world was. But the name Jesus was a very crucial name that he was given. We'll find in Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, whereof God also highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. God exalted him by giving him the name Jesus, meaning Savior. Yes, indeed. He gave him a name that's above every name. Wherefore, God also highly exalted him, giving him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things, in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Yes, indeed. Exalted Jesus, given a name that is indeed above every name. Yes, Jesus, the Lamb of God that was sitting on the throne, and the angels that declared, He is worthy, for He redeemed and bought back a people that God the Father loved in a covenant of grace before the world was. Yes, He's exalted. We're here to worship Him. We look up to Him, and we praise and honor and glorify His great name. Yes, He was exalted when He went to heaven, received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of the throne of God. Yes, He was exalted at the right hand of God, because the right hand of the throne of God is the place of righteousness of God, is the place of the power of God. And yes, indeed, the Lord made Him both Lord and Christ, both Lord of the lives of His children, and Christ the Messiah, the one that had been promised by the prophets of old to come to redeem Israel. Yes, and the Lord made Him a prince and a Savior of all the elect family of God. Exalted Him when He set Him in His own heavenly places in heaven, and immortal glory. And God exalted Him when He gave Him a name that is above every name that's ever been given. Yes, the name of Jesus, meaning Savior. Jesus, our Savior, our Lord and Savior. I praise His name. I thank you for your attention. Please pray for Brother Guthrie now as he comes to preach to you.